call back, and this is Deanne, live on the Deanne Burley Show, and we're talking to Bunny Greenhouse, a wonderful woman, a patriot, has come forth trying to let people know what is going on with these no-bid contracts. The thing we got to understand is that the issue of conflict of interest is huge these days. Huge. It's really something we got to understand how it impacts on everything that we do. If a contract is overbidded and overstated, do you know how much money is wasted and how much you as the taxpayer has to pay back in the process to recover these debts that are given away? Is that not right, Bonnie?
Yes, the responsibility of a contracting officer in awarding a contract is to make sure that the contractor is responsible, that he can do the job and he has the financial bearing to be able to do that, and that the contractor is absolutely responsible and can do the job, and that his costs are reasonable. Now, that is something that we must do. It's a cardinal sin if that is not done.
And this is how we have a situation of huge deficits and everything else coming out because of the fact that these contracts that we're seeing currently are not fitting the bill.
You spoke of conflicts of interest, and conflicts of interest should never be tolerated within the business of contracting. A contracting officer is supposed to mitigate if there's even the appearance of a conflict of interest, and that was one of the main things about the Kellogg Brown and Root. They had developed a contingency plan for the operation in Iraq. That's like determining the budget under an economic analysis, and then was being allowed to obtain a follow-on contract. Now, that was certainly not in the best interest of the government because they knew what the magnitude of the budget was, and it's very hard for us then to get fair bidding and fair prices under those type of scenarios. So those kinds of things that appear to be advantage is the kinds of things that I wanted to bring up, you know, to the folks that we have to look at that very seriously. We have to look at that entrepreneurially. We have to make sure that we are doing things that's in the best interest of the government.
And the conflict of interest issue, this is the thing that's really interesting. In Illinois, we have a situation where our former governor, George Ryan, has been in court fighting indictments in regards to the same issue of a conflict of interest when the higher government itself is involved with major conflicts. How can they go after one and not go after the other?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, the conflict of interest, remember, as I mentioned before, politics can never be a part of procurement. When I was dealing with KBR, I had no idea at the time of Vice President Cheney's relationship or being a CEO of that company.
Well,
it just happened that I am just simply making sure that the compliance that I was supposed to make sure happened as procurement executive, that was done, and it was done regardless of who the company was.
We're going to break again. Just hang on for a minute, Bonnie. Those of you that want to call in, we're taking calls after this break, and we'll announce the phone number again.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Deanne, I'm back. Late Night with Deanne. You're on RBMI, radio show that you need to listen to. We have a lot of good programs here. Excellent shows. If you want to call in, call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We are going back to our guest, Bunny Greenhouse, a wonderful woman. She's got a lot of facts in regards to the situation with these no-bid contracts. She ended up in a situation where her job went on the line, and she needs your help. I'm pleading with those listeners out there that you need to contact the National Whistleblowers Center to see what you can do to help her with her defense fund. It's on the Internet. You can go on to their site. There's a place where you can click on and make donations. But we need to start supporting those patriots, the people out there that are, you know, coming forth with information that will help change our lives. And I mean change our lives in a big way. These no-bid contracts of abuse in government, waste in spending. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars being redirected in fraudulent contracts. Contracts, let's say, through Halliburton. And I, you know, the thing is that how much of this are we, the public, going to allow? Greenhouse and a number of others have come out and risked their jobs and everything else to try to let you know, the public, what's going on. So we need to support them. We need to write letters to Congress and Senate and let them know that we, the people, don't want these things to happen anymore. We need to get control of our government again, making it a place that everybody is treated equally.
within the judicial process, within the legal process. Bonnie, do you have anything to say about that?
There's one thing I would like to say is that I certainly try to work within my command internally to remove these improprieties that were going on. And until General Strzok came in and had been there, I briefed him on the 1st of October, and on the 5th of October, he gave me a letter to say that I would be removed, you know, from the position of the head of contracting there. And my lawyer had to respond to that to the Secretary of the Army. And then I get the brand of being a whistleblower. But you have to understand that that term is grossly misunderstood. A whistleblower is one who's loyal to the truth. And a whistleblower actually exposes government and corporate misconduct, violations of law, threats to public safety, or just general employment actions that violate the law.
Well, and the thing is that I don't know how the public understands or what they feel on this, but even the situation that you went through, you can't even get assistance through the proper channels within the government.
Yes.
Within the federal government, there's supposed to be areas that you can go to stop abuse.
Well, that's what they found. The whistleblower law has no teeth. It's just things in government that even this situation is bringing to the consciousness that needs to be changed. And I think that there are initiatives on way to try to make those changes, you know, within Congress. But the public has to know that a whistleblower is not a snitch. Is not a person who's not trying to work within the parameters of their command and to do things internally. That is my first focus, is on the mission and supporting my commander. But then there are situations that are created that causes you to have to elevate to the next level when there are things that are going on that you've done everything that you can to try to make sure that they are within the law. Contracting laws are not made in agencies and in commands. That's why they have a principal assistant responsible for contracting who's supposed to have a degree of independence to make sure that there are compliance with that law. And remember that my focus was on the lack of independence of the contracting professional to be able to handle the business part, you know, of our military missions. And not be under duress, you know, with the commanders, you know, for their livelihood or to be able or feeling that they cannot keep their jobs unless they do something that is not in accordance with the law.
Now, outside the parameters of the agency you work for, did you have any type of things happen to you, you know, publicly or privately? In regards to coming out with this information and issue, or you can't talk about it?
Well, I can't, you know, I don't want to speculate on things. There has been a lot of humiliation, you know, in my workplace. It's been people who are now very guarded, you know, with me, but that's where they are trying to protect their own interest and so forth. And there are lots of people who are tremendous supporters on knowing that they may be going through the same kind of duress or the same type of activities, and they are hoping that finally someone would say, you know, what did Bunny Greenhouse do other than try to live up to the oath of office that she took of making sure that contracting in the Corps is fair and that it is the highest degree of integrity and there is favoritism toward none, you know, within the process. What did she do? You know, there is nothing that of all the 8 years that I spent as the procurement executive, when General Flowers came in, he gave me the highest performance rating of level one because he had come in at the end of the period. And he had to validate that it was a level one. But the next year, he attempted to give me a level five. And that's where they were using that loophole that was in the SES roles, that if a senior executive gets two unsatisfactory performances in three years, they could perform adverse actions upon them. That is just not fair.
So this has been going on with other government agencies as well. And again, like you stated before, the Whistleblowers Act was supposed to kick in, but it absolutely has no teeth, no value. I've talked to other whistleblowers in other offices and also inclusive of military, such as the Merchant Marines and various others. And basically, they have all said that when they go to get assistance under this act, there's nothing.
But it must be, the public must know that when it comes to doing my job and doing the job that I stood there before the taxpayer and took that oath of office for, there was no choice as to the fact that I was going to perform that job to the highest degree of integrity, regardless of the consequences. That's what it amounts to.
Now you're in a situation now. You are, in between. You don't know what's going on. You've gone to legal assistance. Now, within the government structure, there's supposed to be people that arbitrate for you. That didn't work, correct?
Right. I started the internal equal employment opportunity, the EEO process, of which, when the government began to see that they were not being successful at that process, that's when they decided to just do it. Just remove me, without really any reason whatsoever. And someone should just ask the question, what did Bunny Greenhouse do? How did I squander any money? How did I cause any adverse effect upon the mission? None whatsoever, but simply highlighted the cautions that needed to be, because that's what I was responsible for as the expert there, for the procurement in the business for the Corps of Engineers.
Now, there's another gray area here, and I don't know if you saw this or if it existed in your realm, but had you seen anything where there was privatization coming in to being there, where some of the agency itself, the Corps itself, selling off portions or getting involved with allowing other companies and businesses to take hold of the Corps of Engineers, private and
yeah, I understand. There have been certain laws on privatization. We have the privatization of family housing, and the Corps has been responsible for that in the Army. Whereas we are out of the business of housing. We give it to a developer, and that developer takes over that business, and government people are no longer employed in that arena. There are some management agendas from the Office of Management and Budget which have dictated that there are certain functions in the government that are no longer government in nature, that they can be done by other than government, and those are being put up for competitive sourcing, whereas the government competes against industry, and then there's a fair competition to determine who's going to win, whether government personnel remain in or it goes to industry. So privatization is on the vogue now, for hopefully saving money within government.
We're going to stop again for break.
Yes.
Again, those who want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're with Bunny Greenhouse, and we'll be back after the station break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, it's Deanne, and we're back again on Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. We have our wonderful guest, Bunny Greenhouse. We're interviewing her. We're talking about what's going on in government and how these no bid contracts with Halliburton and KBR affect us. We have a listener, Bonnie. Bonnie, we're going to take. His name is Rodney. Rodney from Texas, are you there?
Well, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Deanne, and I appreciate you taking my call. I want to thank Ms. Greenhouse, Bunny Greenhouse. I want to thank you for all your fine work that you've done. And I want you to know that you have people out here who really are listening to what you're saying, and I for one believe everything that you have brought out. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard for the general public to believe that there's a lot of gross improprieties and, in fact, a climate of corruption going on in our government right now, considering Mike Brown, a fiasco down in New Orleans, the matter with Harriet Myers, that was another situation with cronyism. We had the gentleman prior to the guy that's over Homeland Security, they found out that he was a crook, and we know about all of the situations with Halliburton and how they've treated our soldiers. And something else, you mentioned, Ms. Greenhouse, that there was questions of you squandering money away. Nobody has said hardly anything about the report that came out through GAO regarding the $2.4 trillion, that's T as in Tango, $2.4 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and now it's even more. No one said anything about that, but yet they want to single you out and make you appear as though you've been involved in some improprieties yourself. So
There have been no improprieties.
I understand, and I just wanted to let you know that I like I said, I'm very fond and love all of the work that you're doing right now, and I'm just going to pray to God that you remain steadfast and that you don't quit. Because what you've done is you've done the right thing, and you don't have to save any face for what you've done. And these other people, you know, who are, you know, giving you the cold shoulders, as it were, you know, they have to give an account, you know, to the Creator for that. But I just want to let you know that I'm listening, and not just myself. A lot of people who listen to this network, we're listening to you. We know that the truth is out. We know the track record of all of these people involved, and we can see how they're all running scared like rats jumping off a ship to try to cover their tracks up. But the truth will come out just like it says in the Bible. So, Miss Greenhouse, thank you. I love all your work, and just please keep up the good work and don't give up.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your speaking about the accountability and responsibility of those folks that are in leadership that is representing all of the taxpayers.
Yes, ma'am.
As I've said before, I firmly believe that integrity in government is not an option. It's an obligation.
Yes. Yes. You know, you've done the right thing, and God, we could just go down the laundry list of improprieties that have been written about in the mainstream media, but for some odd reason, the American public was still sleepwalking, and we don't see these things, but they're mounting.
They're mounting
fast. And what's so sad about it is, Ms. Greenhouse, in the end, we have to foot the bill for all of these improprieties.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I'd like you to understand that from where I sat, I was not faced with any direct White House interference, you know, with the contracting that I was doing at the Corps.
Yes.
And the people who were supporting the White House in OSD when there were things that I felt that were improper type of situations, I brought that to that their attention.
Yes, ma'am.
And my greatest emphasis on let us get back to the independence that a contracting officer must have that they are trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
As far as when the military forms the requirements, then give it to the contracting office to put the business acumen on top of that to be able to get the right contractor, select the right contractor, and manage the right contractor.
I just want to add to what you know, what you just said. Now, what they've done to you, and I might even add to that list of other individuals who have taken a stand, Janice Karpinski, the former general that was over at Abu Ghraib prison, when she came forward and tried to use her authority in the proper, going through the proper channels, we've seen what they did to her. They basically, figuratively speaking, threw her under the bus and demoted her because she wanted to get the truth out. Now, what they've done to you is they've used this intimidation. I guess this is supposed to send a signal to other whistleblowers that if you speak out, this is what can happen to you.
Right. And that's the sad thing to the contracting folks, that I was responsible for developing acquisition workforce second to none. That chill that has been placed over the senior executive service, the chill that has been placed over the contracting people to say that if you do your job to rid abuse, then you're going to be fired.
Well, we're going to station break again, and this is Deanne. And Rodney, I thank you for calling in. Thank you for your comments, and we'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes. When we were young, our life was a lot better than it was now. This world we're in, we got to get it straight. We got to get it back on the right path. We have things that are going on daily here, daily, every day there's something happening. But the issue is, and the main fact of the issue is that we need to watch what is going on in our government as far as contracts and how it leads to conflict of interest. Conflict of interest also hurts people in these court systems. The court systems are being abused. We have a lot of things going on in the courts that are unjust right now. As I mentioned before, we have a governor, former governor in Illinois, coming up for the fact that he used his position as governor to contract business with trucking companies and allow people to get licensing, but they don't talk about the fact that that happened about five or six levels back before he got into office, and all of them walked out free. So how is the law applying to some and not others? Now, conflict of interest also would be when you have a vice president holding office as vice president and having ties to major corporations like Halliburton, Enron, Chevron, and then we have Lilly Corporation, pharmaceutical company, all of them tied tied in, vice president, you know, of these companies, chairman of the board, CEO, you know, you name it. And then you leave those offices, but you still have ties. And then when you get in a position in the government that you can give business contracts out for billions and billions of dollars, you know, that becomes a major issue of conflict of interest. So if they go after a governor, how can they leave the vice president alone? And what do you think about that?
As I said to you before, I have not met Vice President Cheney, nor Mr. Rumsfeld, nor President Bush, and I've only dealt with the people that have worked in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. So, from my vantage point, I see the military has to get out of the business of contracting and get out of forming these appearances of conflicts of interest, you know, for whatever. I tell you, maybe I have been just a little bit naive, but I have expected the White House to say that notwithstanding the media and the partisan spin that has put on the issues that I have raised, I've expected them to say that they celebrate my doing the job, you know, that I was selected to do in accordance with the congressional law. I don't make the contracting rules. These are rules that are made by Congress. And these improprieties are not partisan type. They are going on in every administration. But the leadership that's in power at this time must not remain silent on these issues.
Now, I wanted to ask you, the caller that was on, Rodney, made a statement about $1 trillion in the Pentagon. Do you have any idea about what he was talking about?
No, I have not seen that GAO report that he speaks of.
Well, I'm going to research that, and that's going to be another topic here.
Yes, right.
That's
something that's bigger than, you know, just the contracting issues that I have raised, you know, with the appearance of favoritism and so forth. You know, that's a little bit bigger. The trillions, you know, must be part of the deficit.
Well, Bunny, I'm just saying to you, I thank you and I applaud you for your work and in your cause. And, you know, if there is anything that you want to say to the public, how they can help you, please do so right now. What can they do to help?
Well, you know, it actually humbles me, you know, because I was only doing my job, and that job I would always try to do. And will continue to do now as best that I possibly can. But I think it's time for Congress, who makes all the laws of contracting, the administration and the American public, to absolutely stand up and demand accountability, you know, for the type of arrogance and the improprieties that are going on in contracting, and not just simply take a scapegoat, you know, to have a flurry or storm around them, or as if it is a web of truth that is surrounding, and there is a lack of performance that is bringing all of this about, rather than getting down to the real issues of the dollars and cents that are the taxpayers' dollars that may not be being managed and spent properly. And we've got a lot of, we're in a lot of engagements, you know, of war and in conflicts, and we have got to think differently about how we are going to be able to modernize and make sure that our soldiers are equipped on the battlefield and that when they're out there that they can win.
Well, Bunny, I would say to you, thank you very much. You're a courageous woman, and I thank you very much for spending time on my program tonight.
Yes, I'm just a public servant, and I love the business that I have been able to do. I feel it's a real privilege, and I perform my work with every fiber of my being.
And I can tell that.
Yes. And I do believe that integrity in government is not an option. It's an obligation.
And I thank you for coming on, and I hope to have you back on again.
But thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the interest, and especially the caller who understands the issues.
Well, I thank you again. And those listening, please go to the website of National Whistleblower Center. And there's a number of articles out there. There's one by Vanity Fair that talks a lot about the things that Bunny has been involved in. And please, if you can, donate to her legal fund. I would say we need to do this not only here, but we need to also look into the fact that we have to support our whistleblowers, those people that come forth, those patriots, because the fact of the matter is they have no support from any of those so-called rules and regs that the government has put forth to protect their rights. So, again, we would like to say good night to you and thank you for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was Bunny Greenhouse. She was with the Army Corps of Engineers, one of the highest-ranking females there. And we have to, you know, like I said, support her and her cause. Now, on the program, I'm going to talk about some things, and you can call in if you want to our line. The things that I wanted to state are things that are really bothering me, and I want to find out if they bother you as well. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. Now, just picture this. Remember, our president came forth and said, we were going to open up the borders to illegal aliens. We're going to allow them to come in so that they could work. The borders became flooded with immigration issues, people coming across the border to come here to work. Now, these people, citizens of Mexico or wherever, came over here, started to work. But then this is the interesting twist of the matter. Now, we as Americans are sitting here, and we're looking at all our jobs being sent out overseas somewhere else. We're looking at corporation after corporation after corporation closing down or either downsizing, laying off 5,000, 15,000, who knows, amounts of workers every week or month. But yet, our president decided to allow people to immigrate here to work while we are in a crisis. We're also in a crisis of jobs because of the fact that New Orleans. Indeed, when that would happen and those people had to migrate somewhere else to live, they also impacted on the situation of homelessness, joblessness, and what have you. Now, as this full story unfolds and builds, I'm going to go back to what happened to the citizens that came over from Mexico. A lot of people will say, okay, well, you know, we have a problem. They need to go back and this, that, the other. But why would a president or a person think of allowing them to come over, not giving them the right to drive a vehicle, because they don't have any legal status, they don't have any immigration papers, they don't have anything. They're not allowed to drive. They're not allowed now, today, in Illinois, there was about 100,000Hispanics marching on the city streets of Chicago. Why? Because for one, they're not allowed to drive vehicles. They are not allowed to have medical services. Indeed, if they get sick or something happens to them while they're here without any papers and no documentation of who they are or what they are, they cannot get help from a physician. And then now, another little twist is why they're here. All of a sudden, that there's a law in the book saying that if you talk or aid or abet or have knowledge of them being illegal, you can go to jail or you can be prosecuted. How crazy is this? First, you open the borders and allow them to come over to work. minimum wage, by the way. They come here to work because they're looking for jobs, because they're having the same problem we have over here. You flood the gates of the people. They come here. They try to work at these jobs. They can't drive. When they're stopped on the road, they're charged with driving without any kind of driver's license or what have you. And their fees can be anywhere from $100 to $500 for having a driver's license. I'm sorry, or a proper identification for. Now, they're pulled over, they're taken into court. I'm talking about what I've seen in Illinois. I mean, the courts are getting this billowing of this. And now they can be arrested and locked up to 120 days for not having an identification on. Now, the only thing I see is it's kind of like an induced slavery. What I'm saying to you is this. When people come to work and they're making $6 an hour and maybe working, let's say, 70 hours a week or whatever, and pulling maybe $200-$300 a week, and then they're stopped on the road and they're taken to court and they have to pay $100-$200 out of their money, and then if they get sick and they need medical assistance and they go to the hospital and they're not allowed to get, I mean, what is this? Why? It's insane. What is going on here in the United States? Or am I looking at this wrong? If you see something different and you don't see a problem, or you see another scenario, please call me and please advise me of this at 800-313-9443. I mean, it was in the newspapers, in the Tribune, and sometimes in Chicago. Streets of Chicago were just laden with people protesting this, complaining about this issue. They're not able to drive, they're not able to get medical benefits, and now if you're seen associating with them, guess what? It's crazy. Then you have this situation with this contract of the contract. We were talking about Halliburton, and this goes on to various other situations. And there's words and rumors out there that if Dick Cheney leaves office, they're thinking about replacing him with Condoleezza Rice. You think about this. These are rumors. You know, urban legends or whatever you want to call them, this is what I've been hearing. How do you feel about this? We're all Americans, and we don't understand it. We have created this monster in a way because we sat there, and we haven't been able to understand that we need to keep a foot on these people to take office. They get paid a salary, just like you do from your job, to uphold certain rules and regs. The rules are federal-based, state-based, whatever. Now, when they don't uphold those laws, like in the corporation if you work in, you get fired, but they seem to stay. So why is that? Because we're the stockholders here. We're the ones that control this mess, or we were supposed to. Now, we can protest and complain to Congress and Senate, and we can keep saying that, you know, there's something wrong here, and we need to, you know, redirect something. Can you help us out, Congressman? But if they turn a blank ear, then we have a problem. And the only way to solve this problem is to go back and rethink this and redo the wheel. Now, if the Congress and Senate only worked with the issuance of House bills and Senate bills, then maybe we need to push one through that states that if they are found not doing their job, then guess what? They're out. And maybe we need to set up a panel of people to oversee the government. A panel of people, you know, separate people from the government, a people's panel. That if they go out of the way, I mean, just total out of your mind, thought process. I mean, if the government acts outside the parameters of the law, currently, who does make you think about it. Just think about it. It's sort of like if a king does something wrong, who goes after the king? We have this problem right now. We have the judicial process totally out of whack. We have laws only applying to certain people. We have ex-party rules, which means one-sided cases being heard in these courts. We have absolutely nowhere to go, no rights. I can state for a fact you can call up any of these government offices, and you can try it, and see what kind of response you get in complaining about the things that you know, I've talked about here tonight or you heard on other shows. We get nowhere. So we'll return after this station break with Late Night with Deanne, and I have another little thing I wanted to mention when we return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
That's great. Starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane, and Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, churn works of its own needs, dummies of your own.
Well, we're back, and this is Deanne, or Late Night with Deanne, on RPN Live. You want to see more about the types of shows that I've put on, go to DANNESGUEST.co.nr. You can call me at 847-594-1620 with your comments, show ideas, etc. And also visit my blogger, which is dmbrulee.blogspot.com. We had two wonderful guests on. The first happened to be David Koresh's mother, wonderful woman, this horrible nightmare she went through, losing her son and grandchildren and Camp Davidian. A useless attempt, I think, to hurt and harm innocent civilians placed on us by those people that were in government for whatever the reason or cause. We also had Bonnie Greenhouse on with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. She was formerly employed there, and she's fighting for her rights, for her position. She had a lot to say here on this program. I want to also invite you to listen next week to our show. We're having George Smart on. George Smart is the person that had wrote the book, The Chronicles of the Knights Templar. He was on the History Channel, a wonderful man. He has a whole timeline of information on the Knights Templar, and he will be talking about the issue about Da Vinci Codes and the book Holy Blood and Holy Grail, which is in court right now in London. It seems as though there is a question of the fact that the author of the Holy Grail feels that his works have been stolen, in fact, by the gentleman that wrote the Da Vinci Code, so we're going to cover that. The following week after that, we're going to have Dr. Nick Begich on from Anchorage, Alaska, talking about HARP, but we're going to also cover the issue of mind control. Understand how these different waves and sounds that they use actually could be triggering a possibility of a response from us where we don't act. There's enough sound out here, enough sounds frequency being used on everything, including our fish under the sea. So we're going to talk to Nick Begich about that. Now, I had mentioned at the break, and that we were going to, kind of more or less continue on with this issue, the issue that I see as a problem. And we need to look at solutions. Now, the solutions to these problems we have are, it basically comes down to the point that we need to respond. And it doesn't mean that we're going to the street, because we need to write to Congress. Senate. And we will be back after this break. End the show? Okay. This is the end of my program tonight. Tune in next week. Good night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.